So, first of all, good morning. And as you know, we're all a little tired today because my ladies went to see Taylor Swift, so it was like probably about 1:30 when we got to bed. And Harry had us up in the night during that. But I'm here, kicking and screaming. We're here. Nothing's going to stop us. So, yeah, this song is... I don't know if you can have a title for your testimony, but praying about this over the last few months, this song is it's one me and Becky have listened to quite a few times, and as I go through this morning, you'll understand some of the context of that. But I just felt like the Lord was saying, you know, this is the song, to choose a song, so that's what I picked. And throughout my testimony from being young, it's such a powerful thing that just one touch from the King changes everything. No matter what's going on in your life, just one touch changes everything. So, hence the song this morning. Okay, so, I've been thinking about preparing this, you know, I think it's probably 4 months ago, maybe a little bit more, you know, and I've gone through things in my head, driving around in work, and to be honest, I've struggled to put things down on paper, so all I can do is tell you my story from not all of it, because we'll be here all day, but, you know, just a few things. Some of them I've wrestled with, some of them are obviously very personal, but praying and seeking the Lord, I believe some of these things he wants me to say this morning, so here we go. So, as you know, I was brought up from a very early age in this church. I think it was probably maybe two when my mum and dad started to come here. So there was, I'm the youngest of four, so there was my mum, my dad, Steve, and then Jackie and Sean, who were part of the teenager bit. Can't really remember much about that, I was only little, but lots and lots of fond memories of coming to this church from a very early age, just being part of the church and learning Sunday school, and, you know, the songs, the worship songs, and they're just the real peace that I've found here from being a very, very early age, which has set me up as I've gone through my Christian life. I've always known from being a young boy that God had a plan. What that plan was, I had no idea. You know, there's been ups and there's been downs, but, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, once you get to a problem, the Lord will see you through it. It might not feel like it at the time, but he certainly does, and I've got testimony of that this morning. So, I have got some photographs, which I'm reluctant to show you all, but... And I can't remember, because you know what? I'm very, very organised when it comes to work, and I do lots of presentations, but this is a lot harder for some reason, and I've just been... very unorganised. Well, let's just see what the first photograph is we've got. So this is me. I think it was on the stage in there. You remember when there was a stage? So that was my third birthday party. So going through these photographs, it's quite difficult to find. We'd be in the 80s and cameras, and we've got a lot more availability on our phones now. So that was me from a young age. Coming to this church... we had lots of good times. We had, and looking back, all these times really, really stuck with me and laid the firm foundation for my Christian journey. So we did lots of good things. We used to go annually to Southport. I can't remember what order these photographs were in. So, oh yeah, hold on. This is a fancy dress party we had at church. I think it might have been New Year. Did we used to do something at New Year where we dressed up? Anyway, this is me and Steve, my brother, as Danger Mouse. So, pretty good for the 80s, that. So that was taken in our living room. But yeah, we remember that. Actually, remember that fairly well. So we had lots of good parties, lots of good fellowship and good time together. And I remember it fondly from being little. Yeah, this is Southport. So that's me. That's my cousin Darren in the background. So remember at Southport, I don't know if they still got it actually, but they had that, like, not swimming pool, but like paddling pool area. And I remember my dad and Pete Tatt, I think it was, back in the day, blast from the past, and we and remember just having great times and fond memories there. And that's my dad and me, and then Darren as well, my cousin, playing the crazy golf, which is still there. I think we did that a few years ago, didn't we? So yeah, good times. Oh yeah, hold on, go back. That's not, you can't see that one yet. So yeah, that just breaks it up a little bit. So let's have a look. Oh yeah, and some good memories of some of the fancy dress. I know I'd shared this with Harco a few months ago. It was Barry Williams dressed as Salty, was it Kid Sprays? It was, you remember all that? And he dressed as the Bible, didn't he? Big blue Bible, and I have vivid memories of that. I was trying to find a photograph, I couldn't find it. But I remember him just walking in with this big Bible on. So yeah, lots of good, happy times. And we could go on forever talking about those. But all of these, and I'm not looking at the clock yet. What time did I come on? You'll have to just hook me off when we're done. So yeah, you know, all these happy times, seriously, you know, it's important. You know, the children are out there now learning, and you don't know it as a child, but these are so important times where they're learning about the Lord, and as they grow up in their journey, they'll you know, the Lord will be with them, and they will have this firm foundation. So such an important thing what Deborah and Jen, yeah. Deborah and Jen do for us every week, and it's such a sacrifice as well what they do. So, and I'm just putting off the inevitable here of so when I was probably seven, eight, so I think we'd stopped coming to church at that point for whatever reasons, but I remember shortly before that actually. Just missed. I remember praying with my dad and giving my life to the Lord, and really, even though I was young, you know, it was a real thing, and it wasn't just words, and I felt it, and it was a powerful thing. So that was my first encounter with the Lord from an early age. But this was setting me up. So as I went through, maybe 7 or 8 years old, I'm not going to go into too much detail with this one, but it's quite a difficult thing. But somebody I know, who was in, he was a friend. Was something terrible happened to him, something terrible, and he confided in me, and I had to, and I've never shared this with anyone, by the way, only my close family, so, but it's vital that you know the background. Anyway, this adult had done something terrible to a child, basically, so, and I knew about it. It wasn't me, but I was involved in terms of, it was somebody who was in a teaching capacity sort of thing, who I knew of, and basically I had to get interviewed by the police, and had a massive effect on me. So looking back, I basically had a real struggle at that time with my mental health. I just really struggled with how can somebody do this, somebody, you know, trusted, how could this happen? And it was a real, real difficult time, and I had no idea what to do, how to deal with this. And I turned to the Lord. I was maybe 7 or 8. I went through absolute turmoil. I would go as far to say it was probably a bit of a breakdown I had. I was really, really, really upset with it. And I used to go into my mum and dad's room every night crying. And, you know, I don't know why I feel so upset. And then I was reading. I remember at school they gave us a little Gideon's Bible, the little red ones. It was Steve's, actually, because I wasn't even at high school at that point. And I was reading, and I was reading, and I was just praying all the time. And then I just remember it was a bit of a light bulb moment where I was in the kitchen. My mum was upstairs, and I was just making a cup of tea, I think. And the Lord just said, forgiveness. And it blew me away. And literally like that, all these horrible feelings, everything was lifted. And that was my first real encounter with the living God. That he bent down and picked me up from this pit of despair, and he said, forgiveness. And I remember saying to my mum, you know, this man, you know what, I forgive him. I forgive him what he did to my friend. I forgive him. And I truly did. And that was my first real powerful moment with experiencing the Lord. So I carried on seeking. I came back to church on my own. Actually dragged Darren with me because I didn't want to be on my own. That's what I used to do with Darren, drag him along. And I came back here maybe a few years later. But I obviously carried on to reading my Bible and praying. And we had the old records with praise music on. I used to listen to them in my bedroom. And then I met a girl, not really a girlfriend, but I think you were going, Leslie, to the Penties at the time, and the pastor's daughter and Elizabeth, and yeah, Rachel, that was it, yeah. So I think I fancied her more than she fancied me, to be honest. But, so it was good to have, you know, I started to go there a few times, we got involved, did a play there as well, if you remember that, Leslie. So we did a big play, what we put on, and I was really, really blessed by that. It was a kids' praise again, weren't it? Formby Hall, which is known there, yeah. So, carried on in my journey, and then obviously got to my teenage years, and what I find incredible when I look back is the amount of times where I've turned my back on God because I've pursued other things, or, you know, I'm trying to do something else, but he's never turned his back on me. And that has been a real powerful thing in my life. And that is why I put that song on, that just one touch from the King changes absolutely everything. And it's a real thing in my life, where as we go through a little bit further, so hold on, where are we up to? Yeah, so then we came back to church, and we was coming here. Steve Webster was here at the time, remember Stuart? Now, you don't always remember some of the things, do you? We have these memories, and you're like, well, that never happened. Now, I had to ask myself, did I dream it up? But before the Alpha course started, there was the very infancy of the Alpha course was just a booklet. And me and you did do this, Stuart. Believe me, we did. And it was, so what we did, we went to Margaret's house up in Upper George Street, yeah. So, and you used to go out, and it was me and you, do you remember? And you used to put Braveheart on all the time. He was Scottish, so won't mention the football. But we had some real good times where we went through this booklet. We had good fellowship, prayer, youth club, I remember doing. We looked at what we could do in Tilsley with all the young people, and it was, what have we got? We've got chippies and we've got pubs and takeaways. So we did a chippy crawl, didn't we? Do you remember that? Yes. And many other things. So I was involved, but then as I got older, you know, I just went on my own path, tried to find my own way. It's been my biggest fault in my life is what I've done is not seek the Lord and not walk with him. But that's changed because that is what I do now, or try to do now. And then I was 17, and the Lord blessed me, without being too soppy and romantic, but I went on holiday to Zante with my mum and dad, and it was like the last holiday before you can go on your own, so I was 17, and they said, you can bring your friend with you. So my mate Jimmy, we went, and on the first day, I met Becky, so I never saw Jimmy for 2 weeks, I just dumped him to, but as soon as we met, me and Becky, we fell in love, and the Lord blessed us. I really believe he brought us together, and this is all part of his plan. And I'm doing well not to cry so far, aren't I? But it's been fantastic, and we both feel, you know, the Lord really brought us together. Becky, I'll save this for your assessment, but you know, she had a church upbringing in the Church of England, but quite a charismatic Church of England. So we had a lot in common, didn't we? Okay, so that's where this next photograph is. There we go. So that is me. So I was 17 and you were 16, nearly 17, I think. Maybe both 17, that picture. Yeah, so that was back in the day. And young, slim and cool. So and then, you know, we got married, and the Lord blessed us many, many times. First of all, with Isabel. I've got a picture of you in a minute, actually. And we did basically said, look, you know, we love the Lord. We want to come back to church. Where do we go? So I'd stopped coming here at that point. So we said, right, well, what your upbringing is within the Church of England, so we went to St. George's just to see what it was like. We hadn't been in church for many years, so we went there, and it wasn't quite right for us. And I said, I know where we're going, because the Lord brought us here. This is where he wants us. This is where we belong, no matter what. No matter where we go and wander off to, he brings us home. And I remember that very first day we pulled up, it was harvest, and Mike, he was bringing in a big pan of something ready for the meal, and you didn't recognise me, and I recognised you, and I said, we're come for the service, and then we never looked back, and we've had many, many blessed times here, and you know, the Lord has brought us through some really challenging situations, but challenging situations which I look back on now, which have sometimes been necessary, and they've helped me grow spiritually. A little bit embarrassed when you look back sometimes and you think, but you know, we were young, spiritually we weren't mature, and I'm far from that now, but I'm a lot further on than I was. So that's where we are today. So yeah, then we had kids. We've had lots of challenging times with Harry. I mean, Harry has got autism, as you know, struggling with mental health, and it's a really difficult, challenging time. And without the Lord, I don't know anybody would deal with it or cope with it. And there's times when we're absolutely in despair, but you know what? We turn to him, and he lifts us, and he gives us that peace every single time, including last night when we had a bit of an issue, but we just prayed, and the Lord just gave Harry peace, and he calmed down. So yeah, we've been really blessed with that. So then me and Becky, we were trying to find the photographs. We thought we knew where they were, but we can't find them because Ray took them. So when we got baptised, was it Ray or was it, I can't remember if it was yourself. But you and Ray were involved with the photographs anyway, but we've got them somewhere and we can't find them, so I can't put them up. But me and Becky got baptised then at Tilsley Baths. And then my dad got poorly, which was a big issue for me. You know, really close to my dad. And I went through a journey of despair, asking questions, why. Come out the other end of that now, thank the Lord. But it was a really difficult time. And I went through all the emotions, so anger, upset, despair, grief, the whole thing. Obviously, my dad then passed away eventually, but it was years of being in a care home, which was pretty devastating to us all. But we got through it. And we got through it because the Lord gave us the strength to get through it. So just one other occasion, it won't be much longer. Real powerful time. Me and Becky was off. We were on a day out with the kids somewhere. So I think it was during COVID, was it? Or slightly after. There was something happening, and we were on a day out, but it ended up just being me and you, so the kids had to go to school. Something was going on like that anyway. So they were going to come with us, but it ended up just being me and Becky. So we went to Haworth over in Yorkshire, home of the Bronte sisters. Becky loves all that sort of thing, so we went for a day out, and we'd had such a real difficult time with Harry. Really tired, really worn out, but we made the effort to go. And we were just looking around, and there's an old church there. And there's not a lot to do there, to be honest, other than drink tea and have a walk around the house. So we thought, oh, we'll have a look in this old church. And a really incredible joint experience, Becky. We went in. We just, as soon as we walked into the church, we sat on one of the pews. There was some worship music playing, and there were people, tourists, taking photographs, walking around. We didn't see anybody. We just sat down, and we were just in the zone with the Lord, weren't we? We were just really a powerful blessing from the Lord. We sat there. We'd had such a troubled few days, but he really, it's hard to explain, but we were sat there basically in tears of joy for what felt like forever. I don't know how long we were sat there for, but we were just basically couldn't move, just both sat together in the pew and just crying and just receiving peace and receiving joy and happiness. And it was a real powerful moment of our lives. I remember in the car on the way home, I think we played that song actually, didn't we? And it was a real, well, real powerful moment for us. And we were really blessed by that. And that got us through the coming months. But as I've got older, I've learned to, one thing I wasn't very good at as a young Christian is recognising the enemy's voice to say, you're not worthy. You're not good enough to stand up there. You're not good enough to do this. You be quiet. You sit down. Well, the Lord's voice is louder. And I've learned to listen to him and turn to him and say, yeah, you're nothing. I'm not listening to you. He said this morning, who are you to stand up there? I said, I'm a child of the living God. And I'm going to be obedient to him. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to do it. So, you know, to recognise the spiritual attacks throughout your Christian life, because they will happen. And I was ill-prepared, or I thought I was, but obviously as you look back, the Lord's preparing you as you grow up in your spiritual journey. And then I probably, more recently, unexpectedly suffered with depression, which I didn't know about at the time. I was absolutely at my wit's end, really, really low, really desperate, you know. And then again, I remember speaking to Stuart and I think Harco and a few other people. I didn't go straight to the Lord with it, but then when I did, it's probably getting on for 6 to 12 months ago. But I am a lot better, and I thank him and I praise him every day, every morning. Every day, because where I was in that horrible, horrible place, in the most dark, horrible place I cannot describe, he pulled me from that. And I know it's a bit of a cliche when I was talking to my brother, Steve. So this is another thing. So Steve's very poorly, my brother, at the moment. So, and he asked for prayer, and we prayed with him and gave his life again to the Lord. And really emotional time. He was in a lot of discomfort and a lot of pain. And we prayed with him, and you were there, weren't you, Isabel? And you were like, wow, weren't you? You know, the peace just descended on the living room. And he says to this day, will you pray for me again? I said, we'll pray for you any time, but it's not me. It's not me who gives you the peace. It's the Lord, and he's getting a good understanding. So we keep teaching, or trying to teach, and help him and guide him through that. But, yeah, so, this is where my writing gets smaller. So, yeah, I've already covered that. So, yeah, and then lots of good things. So, recently I had a promotion in work, which has been great. Something I really wanted to do, so it's been a real blessing. And I prayed about it before the interviews, and everything went to plan, so thank the Lord for that. That's another blessing. Although it's very time consuming and taking up a lot of my time and my prayer time, which me and Stuart try and make for each other. So I need to build that into more of my schedule. Fairly new to the role at the moment, but the main thing is, you know, I'm not walking in another direction. I'm not, when the going gets tough, I'm not running away and throwing my toys at the pram, or I'm not running away and facing something else maybe that can help that. I'm facing directly to the Lord, and I'm trying my best to be obedient, and I'm trying my best to I'll never be perfect. I'm miles from being perfect, but I feel I'm on an exciting journey with the Lord at the moment. It's exciting, but I've got to be obedient and not sit on my hands when Andy says, would anyone like to lead the service? Because that's what I did. I wanted to say, oh yeah, I'll put myself down for that. But I sat on my hands and put my head down. Well, it's time to change. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to pray, call on the Lord, and I'm going to be obedient to him. And I think I'll just finish up, or I'll be at it all day. So yeah, and then obviously 6-7 months ago, we drawn back to the Lord and drawn back to this fellowship and this church. We felt a real strong draw back here, meant to do it many, many times,
And we're back, and it's great to see the kids. Harry doesn't always make it, but great to see us as a family involved back again at the church, in his church. And exciting to see what's to come in the future. Who knows? But yeah, good to see Isabel's journey as well as a young Christian, and being blessed many times and being able to turn to him and call upon him. Okay. So yeah, God's got plans for this fellowship for us all. I just feel it's an exciting time. Been through all these things, and he's brought us through. But I'm stronger, and I'm stronger spiritually for that. And I think that's vital to whatever he's got in store. And then I'll just introduce the hymn now. So yeah, this hymn, so I was just thinking, sometimes, you know, you're praying, I do a lot of driving in the car, I listen to music, and the new thing really is that sometimes I just want to worship, I just want to praise God, I just want to stand or sit in awe of him, you know, not bring any problems, not bring anything, I just want to thank him for all the blessings and all the things he's done for me in my life. So this song, I remember, it was one evening. It was either a prayer service years ago, before Isabel was born, I think. And Frank said, I think we had a bit of a break and we were going to do some. And then we had another song. And he said, oh yeah, just pick a song for us. Well, I was petrified. I thought, I don't know any songs. What am I going to do? So I sat at the back with a book and I just said, Lord, just please bless me with this, Lord. Just help me choose a song. And it's an oldie goldie, so here it is. It's if the band want to. Are you going to play this one, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. So it's For Thou, O Lord. I think it's the title. Yeah. So make sure that. Thank you very much.